fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of November, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. If you wanted to do the pledge for us, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Perfect tip of the day is to stock up on medical supplies. Don't forget the feminine hygiene products and birth control products. And if you're the ones doing the stocking up and you don't have a clue what to get for the feminine hygiene products, just ask the ladies. They'll be glad to tell you. Get them in case lots. Be great barter items, by the way, as well. All right, we have patient Wayne Greenham because he is such a patient guy, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy, the most advanced prepper I've ever known, and I've known a lot. And we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life like I have, and like Leon has, will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this fine election day?
It's cool here in South Central Missouri. I think the high of 64 today. And, my local polling place is the American Legion Hall, where I'm the commander. I spoke to the lady who is also a veteran in charge of the polling place, making sure everything was set up and ready to go yesterday. And we're going to have an election. I think that's going to be some very upset Democrats when they see what happens at the end of the day today, aren't there?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, I think I sent you that information, that intel that Houston, Missouri was having some National Guards there. And then he talked and he said, somehow the NSA is involved in that. I'm like, holy cow, if they get involved.
Houston, Missouri?
Yes, sir. That's what I sent you.
Really?
Yeah, well, I sent you the information two days ago.
Well, that was sent to me by what, by email?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll have to check that out. That's unusual for the National Guard to be involved in any election, especially a little country town. in Texas County, Missouri. Texas County, the largest county in the state of Missouri, bigger than the state of Rhode Island, by the way. Wow. Yeah, it's a big county, and I'll have to check that out. Well, I've been watching Tucker Carlson on Fox News, and he's been pretty much nonstop supporting conservative Christian patriot candidates, except for Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is would not be my first choice, but that's what we got. So,
yeah, compared to Fetterman, there's not much of a choice.
Yeah, I know. President Trump says that a week from today is when he will announce what he'll be doing, whether he will or will not run for president. That will be interesting to see what President Trump does. I would love to see Ron DeSantis become a running mate, become the vice president. I think that would be a winning ticket. What do you think?
Yes, I concur, but I also realize that, you know, he had his chance, and he could have partnered with people before he left the office. So, you know, when I look at the big picture, it's like he did many good things, but also was behind Operation Warp Speed. So if anybody tries to put him on a pedestal, it's like, okay, he's made his mistakes. And I know he's only a man.
Well, but he needs to go public about right.
Yes.
He needs to go public about what really happened with Operation Warp Speed. Which that's the code name given to the vaccine development. It's not possible to develop a vaccine in 9 months. It can't be done.
Correct.
I repeat, it can't be done. And of course, it wasn't done. The vaccines were developed for years before there was any public notice of any coronavirus called COVID-19. Yes, so was that one, Kingston, is that the woman who did the research on that, I believe?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Brilliant.
And then they want to wait 75 years before they release any information on it. By that time, everybody's dead. I mean, it's even worse than the Kennedy assassination. They waited officially 50 years, and they still didn't change, so they will never release this information.
No. It's... Trump really needs to go public about what happened. I don't know if he was misled and lied to. I hope that he was. Everything he's done during his presidency tells me that he loves America and loves the American people and would not intentionally get involved in murdering tens of millions of Americans. I hope that's the case. He really needs to come clean on what happened.
Right.
I don't want to dwell on it. Go ahead.
Right. But did you see the video by, you know, he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, and that's by Robert Kennedy Jr.
Robert Kennedy. And I got a copy of the book, yes.
Yeah, but the video is out. And I sent that to you as well. It was a 3-hour video, and it was in two parts, and it was available free. And I sent that to you as well as Steve. And then in there, it talked about Robert Kennedy was on the board, and he even had a doctor that was on the board that was approved and appointed by President Trump at the time. And then time passed. I'm sorry, he was not the president. He was the president-elect, and he was on. So Pfizer sent him $1 million contribution notice, and then after that the board was dissolved, and Bill Gates was even involved saying that's not really a good idea and don't do that. So they dissolved that board that was supposed to check on the veracity and the efficacy of vaccines. And so that went away. And then two prior Pfizer principals were appointed to the cabinet and to his staff. And so it went from, hey, we're gonna actually look into it, to here comes $1 million contribution for the campaign, and then that all went away. So, you know, there's a lot of machinations, and he hired more and enlisted and recruited more CFR members than any other president prior or since. So, you know, there's a lot of things that he had the ability to do, and he could have been duped based on how bad the swamp is there. But I still think he could have also had more godly leadership and people helping him, because he just he's got taken advantage of by his VP and everybody else on his staff. So there's, it was almost like Brutus, and he just had Brutuses running around the Caesar cabinet, wanting to stab him in the back. And that's how bad it was.
Right. Agreed. Yeah, it really, he really needs to come clean on what happened with Operation Warp Speed. Well, moving on from there, we have the polls open until 7 p.m. in most jurisdictions, 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Pacific. And whatever it takes to get to the polls, be sure you get there. If you have a conservative Christian friend or neighbor or relative who needs a ride, give them a ride. If they need child care, do the child care. This is the day. And I like to point out a local election here in Crawford County where a woman was running for prosecuting attorney. She was a conservative Christian Republican. The not prosecuting attorney, it was a judge, excuse me. The judge she was running against was a liberal Democrat homosexual. And she lost by 8 votes. Her own family related to her by blood and marriage, more than 8 voters did not vote for her. They said, oh, we're too busy. That's how close these county and elections can be, city elections can be, where only a few votes make the decision. And it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong to think your vote doesn't count. Every vote counts, doesn't it, Leon?
Yeah, there's some, some things I've thought about. But yeah, since I'm not an official, I don't have a driver's license, I can't vote here. And Colorado is completely corrupt. So, but yes, I understand the rationale. But I've heard this from many wise people, and even some flag officers I've met. He said that they've said, if this made that much of a difference, they would have taken it away from us, like all the other rights and privileges they've attempted to. So, I believe in the hope, and I believe in the possibility. But I know how corrupt the government is. So, I'm not trying to shoot you in the foot, but I just realized that, yeah, if at this precinct level, we can make changes. But if they're using computers, it's just like what Diebold said in their marketing before. I'll give you whatever percentage you want. And they confirmed it in all the banana republics down south, in South America and Central America. So, yes, get out and vote locally. And just know that, the potential is there. I'm not saying it's probable, but. Yeah, I agree with you. And to think how 8 people influenced that county is crazy.
Absolutely. If you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, over the weekend, I did a complete inventory of all my doTERRA oils. I'm in a process of ordering 2 each of the ones I don't have. And if one of my inventory showed 1 bottle, I'll be getting a 2nd bottle. In the end, I'll have 2 each of every bottle of doTERRA oils that they make.
Outstanding.
Yeah, and some of these I have very little knowledge of, but others I use a lot, like On Guard I use a lot. I use Purify a lot. I use Lemon a lot. Peppermint, and some of the others. Others are more obscure, but I want to make sure I have them in case I need them, because everything's working properly right now on the 8th day of November. The internet's working, credit cards work, UPS, the Postal Service, FedEx, everything works. Electric's on. So I can get what I need, can't I, now? And that may change in the future, couldn't it?
Yes, sir, indeed. And remember, we had talked about the loyalty rewards points and how many you have. And I would say I would use that because, you have a huge amount. And each year, I totally liquidate between $600 and $800 worth of points. So I get all the things that, some of the esoteric oils I get. So I just call doTERRA and I say, hey, I would like to get this. And they just, they add up, they put it all in the cart and then they ship it to me. So.
To get the oils from the points, you have to make a phone call. You can't do it over the internet.
Yes, you can, but since you've never done it before, it's more challenging. So it's easier. They'll walk you through it on the phone,
on how to do it, so you can learn how to do it. All right?
Okay.
So that's my recommendation. But every 13 months, whatever you've ordered a year earlier falls off. So if you ordered, you know, and you had 60 points from one big order, if you don't liquidate them, they go away forever. That's why.
Okay, well, I'll take care of that the next day or two. Well, Leanne, the only TV news I watch is Fox, and they're all ate up with this election stuff. The war in Ukraine has ceased to be reported on Fox News, in case you don't know. I found that rather amusing.
Yep.
I don't know what the other networks are doing because I don't watch them. But I fully expect that beginning tomorrow, the 9th day of November, that once again the war in Ukraine will be in the news on Fox News again, don't you think?
Yeah, I would say that. But also, think about it. They tried to jam that $50 billion package so they can get their slush fund money before everything changes. So it's just like, okay, we have no scruples. We have to do this right now. It has to be done before Election Day, because we realize we won't have any capacity thereafter. So, you know, the whole system on both sides, and the Republicans that even allowed it to go through, you know, those are the ones, the rhinos and name only. It's just despicable. So, you know, this is where being prepared yourself, you cannot rely on the federal government whatsoever to do anything right, ethical, and moral, and godly, forbid, looking at, you know, their response to the abortion issue. So, You have to take matters in your own hands and get your own house in order, because the government will not do anything proper other than take money, increase taxes, inflate, and take more of your rights away. That's the only thing that they're consistent with. They're not supposed to control your life. They're there to coin money and to protect the citizens. Everything else, the other 35,000 laws that are generated each year by the feds and the state, those are in name. And most people, they violate three felonies a day is the average that most Americans do unknowingly.
That's right. Well, Ann, this economy is in dire straits. This time 2 years ago, the United States of America was exporting petroleum product. We had more than we could use. We were selling them overseas. This time 2 years ago, we had a great economy that was struggling from the effects of COVID, obviously, but it was otherwise pretty great. There's more and more attention being paid to the unnecessary lockdowns, the unnecessary closures of businesses, the unnecessary closing of schools. And I think there's going to be some, I'm pretty sure Republicans will take control of the House of Representatives in January when they're sworn in. That will be determined today, of course. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be investigations into what really happened with the make-believe pandemic. There was no COVID-19 pandemic. It was make-believe, wasn't it?
Well, I know the deception was there. And I agree with you in that regard. You see the really good congressmen, Cruz and Rand Paul that are attempting to do it, but it seems to be muffled by all the stupidity of all the rest of them, and they use distractions. Oh, we have to send billions more to Ukraine, and we're going to send the 101st Screaming Eagle there. And that's just going to be a pretext. With one of our guys getting hurt, they're going to say, oh, we have to go to war, because they've already killed off most of the Ukrainians. What is it? 100,000 men killed and 300,000 casualties? So they're starting to run out of people. So now they're going to start throwing in NATO into the mix, and that's going to be into the meat grinder. And the first American that dies, it'll probably take a whole unit out, and it'll be just like Pearl Harbor attack. Oh, we killed Americans, so therefore we have to go in and get the big bad Hirohito. And so, I mean, it's just the emperor.
Well, Steve Bannon will join us for about a half an hour at the top of the third hour, and he'll be giving us some updates also. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hour sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Leon, what would be the oil of the week, sir?
The oil of the week is thyme oil. And thyme oil is in the mint family of the and it's steam distilled from the leaves, stems, and flowers. The common primary uses are an antioxidant, asthma, bacterial infections, bites and stings, blood clots, aging brain, bronchitis, the common cold, croup, dermatitis and eczema, fatigue, fungal infection, greasy and oily hair, and hair loss, mold, MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus bacteria, parasites, pleurisy, pneumonia, prostatitis, psoriasis, radiation wounds, sciatica, and tuberculosis. The common application methods are you can apply 1 to 4 drop of essential oil to at least 4 drops of carrier oil when used topically, and you dilute it heavily with children or those with sensitive skin, apply directly on the area of concern. You can also diffuse it or inhale the aroma directly. You can also do 1 to 2 drops on the tongue or take it in capsules if it's too hot. You can also use it for cooking. It's high in phenols, up to 60% thyme oil and carvacrol. And so, and also it's high with monoterpene. And so these historical uses, the Egyptians used it for embalming, and the Greeks used it for fighting infectious diseases. And so the French use it for anthrax. And
what's the name of the oil? Say the name of the oil and spell it, please. Oh, what's the phonetic spelling?
Tango, Hotel, Yankee, Mike, Echo. Thyme oil.
Okay.
Okay, and then fatigue, tuberculosis, and also vaginal candida. So, and the advantage of using that with oregano for parasites is very, very good. And matter of fact, I use thyme oil pretty much every day here on the farm with the 100-plus chickens and guinea fowl and quail because it's very anti-parasitic. And I haven't had any infections from any of the birds that, since March 22nd, when I brought in the very first one, because I use thyme oil and marjoram. So on the babies, so the chicks, I use marjoram because it's not as strong. And so I alter, so they even get flavor profile changes, throughout the month. So it's like, hey, I get different food. And yesterday we split a pineapple. The chickens go crazy over pineapples and watermelons and all the stuff from the garden and from the store. And so it works very well, and especially for parasites. So that's one oil I definitely going to stock up much more on, knowing that it's going to be pretty much used just for the chickens to prevent them from getting sick in a grid down scenario.
All right. Well, getting these oils in advance before you need them is surely the way to do it. Now, if you want to get started with the oils like Leon and I, here's what you do. First of all, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. And do a little shopping. What you're looking for when you shop is the largest kit. It's Kilo India Tango, the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. That's where you get the most bang for your buck. The kits put together some of the most, from entry level on up, the most important oils at a deep discount, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And I got the Natural Solutions kit 11 years ago. And because of that, it addresses, that kit alone addresses 90% of all the issues that most humans deal with. And then you can always add the other 140 plus that you want to add. Like you said, you're going to have two of each. And so the ones that are most important by far be things like On Guard. And if you have people in your group that have any other, like if they deal with diabetes, and cinnamon is something that is crucial to have. It's even been copied and cloned by the big pharma companies because it is so effective in stabilizing blood sugar. So that if you have anybody that you know of, children, grandchildren, grandparents that have these issues, then I would say stock up for them across the board so then you have those specialty. And so, ylang ylang I use daily at night because it's great for sleep and it also gets rid of mind chatter. So you want to go to sleep, but you wake up and all you hear is that, 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 I got to do this, I got to do that. And what happens, it actually slows down the cognitive process. And most people say, well, I want to think as fast as I can. Well, that's great at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you're in a meeting. But it's terrible at 2 o'clock in the morning when you want to sleep and you get all the restoration and regeneration of sleep. So, it's all based on priority. So, that's when you get the best kit you can afford and then stock up on and you can always add what you really need in that.
Absolutely. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads is in effect right now until midnight, Monday the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, with a bonus. With every order, you get a free copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. This is the work that resulted in my being awarded the Prague Peace Prize in Prague, Czech Republic in 2017. So you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line and place your order. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. My order takers won't have a clue about the sale. Don't even ask them. They won't have a clue. Just place your order. I manually make the refund for the Veterans Day sale. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, with a special premium thrown in. That's a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We're talking about the events today and how incorporating these oils in your life, like I do and like Leon does, can help you achieve your goals. So moving on from there, once you get yourself that kit ordered, you're going to want to get two different editions of the same book. And here's why. The title of the book is Modern Essentials. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition, and you're going to want the most recent, which I think is the 13th edition, which is online only, I believe. 14th. And 14th edition. Thank you, Leon. These years seem to slip by. And why do you want the two different editions? Well, the fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say anymore. And the 14th edition has all the latest oils in it. So you're going to want both. After that, if you are in a hurry, and I know a lot of you are in a hurry because you got issues you're dealing with, you want answers immediately. Which oils should I get? That's where Leon comes in. You want to start a home-based business to sell the oils to your neighbors, relatives, coworkers, people to go to church with. Give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you start. Get started with either which oils to get first or how to start a home-based business. What's that telephone number, Leon? 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. Okay, 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. If Leon doesn't pick up because he's out taking care of the chickens or the garden, just leave a message and he'll get back with you. Well, Leon, somebody mentioned on Fox News last night that a jar of mayonnaise costs $9. Is that true? Do you know?
I haven't seen that, but I have seen the juice, the orange juice from Florida, is $6.50 for a half gallon and it, at Kroger and at, what's the other one, Price Chopper. And I could not believe that. I'm like, holy cow, is that a typo? And I looked at all the rest of them, they were all in the high fives. So I'm like, this is insane. So
I went to three supermarkets locally, G&W in Viburnum, Missouri, Country Mart in Steelville, and Mace in Cuba. Mace in Cuba was the only one that had corn, and the corn was not fit for human consumption. Did not get any. And I was talking to my fiance was with me, and I commented to her. I said, babe, we're in the middle of some of the biggest corn growing country on the planet. Illinois, right next door, right across the river, I think may grow more corn than almost any place on the planet. And we can't find corn at all, or corn that's worth buying here in the local supermarket. Something's really broken when that's the case, don't you think, Leon?
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, some friends of mine, you know, they have organic, they had like, I don't know, 25 plants. And I love corn, and I grew up, one of my first jobs was detasseling. So I love corn, but of all of the plants that are used for human, that's the most promiscuous one. And it has the pollen can travel in 24 hours up to 400 miles. So that's how Monsanto can get their grubby hands on all these properties by, you know, saying, oh, that's our property, that's our copyright, you've infringed on it, and we can sue you. And so I love corn, but it was funny.
Well,
the corn.
It's now Bayer. I'd like to see the Bayer. Monsanto was bought by Bayer a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Bayer lawyers convince a Crawford County jury that was the case. See how far that's going to fly.
Yeah, I agree. But and so I opened up their corn. They'd give me a couple, and each one of them had their own little corn worm in it. And I was like, oh, my chickens get a lot to eat. So I just break it off and gave it to the chickens, and I steamed it where I put it in the air fryer. And I love it, and I love corn, but, for most of the stalks, you only get two or three and maybe four. And normally they're smaller ones. So I remember when I was kids, we'd have these huge ones. But now with all the chemicals and pesticides and insecticides and nasties, it's like, I backed off. But this summer, I actually was eating my friend's corn and I enjoyed it. So it's funny that you say, oh, it's not even fit for human consumption. And even my chickens will look at it like, what is that?
Really?
Yeah,
well, I got a supply of several pounds of Dent corn seeds from my friend Professor McKinney. They will be planted in a greenhouse, so they can't be contaminated by the Franken seeds coming from Bayer, which used to be Monsanto. And you're right, cross-contamination is a big issue, especially with corn, isn't it?
Correct. And then the next biggest ones are the cucurbits, which are squashes. Now, you know, you can have heirloom, but because they also will tweak. And so cucumbers and all the squash, spaghetti squash, acorn, butternut, they can all change your original one. So when you try to save squash, just know that, you know, after the first and second year, you start having these Franken squash that are natural, but because they will breed with any other cucurbit, then that's one of the challenges. But I think that's a great idea to put the corn inside. And I think I'm even going to do some hoop houses on just one portion of my cubiculture bed. And I'm going to grow throughout the winter, with snow included, some kale and all the veggies that, you know, that can handle the cold and the frost. And I'm going to do that throughout the winter. Plus, I'm going to do Mike Adams, you know, his hydroponics inside again, because they did well last year. And when it gets cold, I can do all these things. But my first priority right now is to get that cabin on the deck and start working on that. So, you know, I'll be able to bring a fireplace in. And last night I was up late just working on, you know, the flooring options and trying to design the interior. And so yesterday I got 45 tons of gravel for both the fill and also the driveway, because it's all one big mud pit going. You know, it comes up springtime. Twice I was towing, you know, the military trailers out, and they had, you know, 8 tons on it, and they got bogged down. So I had to winch myself out. So that's why I didn't want to spend, you know, $800 on gravel, but I'm not going to get stuck in my own driveway, that's for sure. And no, I don't want to pay for the tow trucks. They said that the tow trucks, these, when I call the concrete places, they said, yeah, we've got stuck 4 times just in the last week on people's properties, and it cost the homeowner, you know, $1,000 to pull them out. And I'm like, that's not going to happen. So that's why I really did it yesterday. All day yesterday, I was just back and forth.
Well, when you do a driveway starting from scratch, you need typically a 3-inch or 4-inch gravel for a base. And once that's down and spread and so forth, then you come back with a 3/4 minus to fill in the gaps and make it a nice, smooth driveway.
I also use geotextile. You ever heard of geotextile fabric? So you put that over the ground, then you pour the concrete in, and you need 30% less gravel when you do the fabric, because it distributes it and it prevents water, you know, collection. And so, I asked the first dumpster man, he said, oh, I didn't think you knew about it. And I was like, well, why don't you tell me? I'm spending all this money. Why don't you? Oh, I don't do it too often. I'm like, well, I lost faith in that guy, because it's like, he doesn't, you know, he wants to waste time going back and forth for years in the future. And if I can put this down one time and be done for the next 2 decades, I'm happy with it.
Well, he's looking for repeat business, wasn't he?
Yeah, he must be part of the big pharma industry and the medical industry.
Absolutely. Liam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Paul in Texas. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I have an observation and a recommendation. Number one, go out and vote. Give him your vote, but not your hope. Jesus is hope. Well, and Sam Andrews. And the other thing about it is, woke up this morning, bad backache. Couldn't have that for a couple of days. I said, oh, wait a minute. I got the deep blue rub. Meemaw, put the rub on my back. Pain went away.
All right.
So have a good day, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call.
As a matter of fact, I was just about to read his thing. He sent me an email saying, thus, on November 8th, give them your vote, but don't give them your hope. And I agree with you, Paul. And John, I did send you the information via text. So I sent it just minutes ago. And it has the information about the from Travis, who got the intel from people who because he used to work with the fusion centers, the very first fusion center in America after 9/11. He was on the board, and he was a whistleblower against Homeland Security. And that obviously shot himself in the foot career-wise. But yeah, he's a great guy, and he really knows his stuff. And he talks about the intel that many active duty people and also people in the intel community reach out to him and pass information. So one of them, it said that they've seen 15 National Guard in Houston, Missouri. And Missouri and Massachusetts are the only two states that don't have the National Guard that is a separate branch. And right now they're trying to do a bill that will move it from... Missouri can only have 15 different departments, apparently, and if they add it to that, then it makes 16, and they have to get a constitutional amendment. So I'm like, I don't know about all the machinations. I just know that the governor should control it, and it shouldn't be an issue with the feds at all.
Well, the way the feds take control of the National Guard is by money and edict. It's two different ways. We need to have our own National Guard that's wholly controlled by the governor. Of course, Missouri went back to a state-sponsored militia because our National Guard was so used up and wore out from these two decades of continuous war. The men and women were wore out, the equipment was wore out, and they were gone so much we couldn't count on them to help out in case there was a flood or earthquake or tornado, right, whatever it might be. So that's a good thing, reinstating a militia sponsored and controlled by the governor, don't you think?
Yes, sir. I agree with you. Correct. And matter of fact, I was watching Mike Adams, and he talked about, he had Dr. Krupp on there, and it was very interesting. And he described how bad parasites are. And parasites, he said, was the number one cause of most diseases. And if you listen to his audio information, he also talked about 5G. And he was on a board that was talking about 5G a decade ago and how it's going to be used using graphene oxide and the nanobots. And this technology has been around for a long time, but most of it has been suppressed. But, if you get a chance, listen to Mike Adams on the Friday, and he describes it with the doctor. And he brings in, Kingston and all the other people who have patent numbers. So it's not like this is conjecture or conspiracy theory. You can go to the U.S. government patent office, and you can see these specific patents and how they can use electromagnetic frequencies to adjust it. And they can also activate them. So even though you got shot 2 years ago, these self-assembling nanobots can do what they want in your body. And then when they get these frequencies, they can activate, and they can pick and choose of all the diseases specific to you. So that's how nefarious this whole system is. And when Steve Quayle and Steve Bannon and Mike Adams have been talking about this for decades, about, this is a depopulation agenda. They were looked at, as whack jobs, 20, 30 years ago. But now, mothers are taking in their daughter, and within 5 hours, she's dead from a shot that's mandated by the school. So, these people are waking up, but they're waking up at a great expense to the family and their posterity, because a lot of women are now infertile, and the guys are too. So, this is just evil. That's the only word you can say about it. It's evil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And I hope people will pay heed. I really do hope that they will pay heed and pay attention, do their homework, and come to the right conclusions that you and I have come to. I need to keep reminding people that it's too late. All the adults who want to get the clot shot have got it. Either they wanted it, they were coerced into getting it, they were out of fear of losing their job. But it's not too late for the children. That's new. These clot shots have only been approved for use on children for a couple of months. And every child that doesn't get the clot shot is another child we save, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir, and we really have to counter the disinformation and the blatant lies. I mean, if this is so good and they're so efficacious, why do they have to wait 75 years and they have complete immunity
from any kind of lawsuit. And the VAERS system is so antiquated that they were reprimanded. Fauci himself was reprimanded on this back in Reagan's time. That's how pathetic this is. And less than one, they say 1% of the injuries are actually listed on the VAERS program, and that's the Vaccine Incident Reporting System. And because of it, people have, you know, the doctors, it takes a half an hour to do one claim. So do you think a doctor who's getting paid $250,000 or $2 million a year wants to waste his time? And he has to do it. So the likelihood of them doing it is very slim. And it's so convoluted. It's like doing, if you had to do your own taxes by yourself with no assistance, and you had tons of codes, you'd be out of luck. And that's why they make it that obscure.
Here's our break. Call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Big Tobacco lied, earning billions, killing millions, and addicting children. Today, Big Marijuana is here to market and sell a child's delight of high-potency, pot-infused candies, cookies, and treats. Since legalization in Colorado, marijuana is involved in more than one of every four road deaths, and the crime rate has increased 11 times faster than the rest of the nation. Don't be fooled. Protect Missouri's children and future. Vote no on Amendment 3. Paid for by the Randolph County Republican Central Committee, Ted Sander, Treasurer.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back. We are back. Wayne, I don't know where this hour went. They seem to go faster all the time, don't they?
Yes, sir. I'm looking at the calendar, and it's like, holy cow. It seems like time is accelerating, but we do what we can do. We educate and we help. And I mean, I got a call yesterday from a woman. She's not with doTERRA. I mean, she has a doTERRA account, but her husband listened to you 2 years ago and heard one of the podcasts, one of ours. And so this college now. So they were talking about leukemia and parasites. You know, just before I got on the call, I just sent them all this information. So they have tons to read and gather and get the oils because I'm, you know, she's having all these issues. And like, so we went down a list of all the things, and I said, what did the doctors diagnose it as? And they said, we don't know. And I started asking her questions and injuries and chemicals, and we narrowed down leukemia. And then she said, oh, yeah. And they did do a test, and they said it's leukemia. And I'm like, wow. And so we talked about that, and I asked her about parasites, and she said, yeah, I love sashimi. It was just sushi. And I used to love it when I lived in, you know, I visited Japan and Asia, and then the more I learned and the more people I've worked with doTERRA, people who've almost died from it. And one woman, Alexandria, she almost lost her son twice from the parasites from fish. So the average cubic inch of sashimi has 2.2 million parasites in it. So I no longer eat sashimi or sushi at all. I used to love it with the hot, spicy wasabi, but that the damage attached to parasites is not worth it at all. So I've given up on that, and I don't eat pork at all. And even the WHO talks about that. Remember, they say the number one cause for cancers is processed meats, prosciutto, and all the salami and all those, and pork. And so even though we don't trust the CDC and the WHO, their description is how bad it is. And it's like, well if some people want to eat it, that's okay. Then that takes the demand burden off of the other meats I like, and buffalo and organic beef and things like that. So, you know, I guess you have to spread it around. But, you know, the amount of damaged parasites to the humans, it's not even worth taking a chance. She's feeling the pain firsthand. So, you know, I just tell people, hey, you make your choices. You know, your body pays for it one way or the other. You can either eat organic now or pay for surgery later, because your body will pay for, you know, the choices you make.
Absolutely. Well, that's what life is. It's two things, choices and the consequences of those choices, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%.
Yep. So,
go ahead. So I'm curious, what projects are you doing around your place to get yourself more prepared? I bought the medical stuff.
Well, getting the place winterized. This is an old home I bought a year ago. And getting all the air leaks plugged up with is an interesting product called Great Stuff that fills in gaps. And there's several different versions. I just installed a new event for the crawl space yesterday, and I got one more to go. So having air moving under the crawl space is good to keep it dried out. Some other little projects here and there to make the place tighter and cozier for the upcoming winter. So there's always another project, isn't there, Leon?
Yes, sir. And how about your fireplace, sir? What kind of fireplace do you have? And is
well,
it through the roof or through the wall?
Fireplace is has gas logs in it, and it's ready to accept the liberated rocket heater to make the whole home warm and cozy without either electricity or propane, which is a good thing.
Yes, sir. And then have you started stocking up on wood? I remember when I went by your place last time, I found that those sawmills, and I didn't even think about that. And then I got those cutouts, $25 a pop. And, you know, that was 6 tons for $50. And, yeah,
right.
I'm going to have to practice it with the saw or a chain. But it's much cheaper to have it done and on your property than to, you know, try to buy. Because, you know, our friends from the meeting say, oh, we'll get some part of this.
History would have been somewhat.
Here's our break. Hold on, Leon.
Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.